Hello and welcome to this edition of That's What She Said, called The Hard Work of Being Here. This is an eyes closed edition, meaning that if you're not in a space where you can close your eyes and take 5 to 10 minutes out to be, then save this and come back to it later. I am currently curled up in bed and little kitty is here, and so if you hear weird meows, that is not me, that is the cat, and let's begin. So what's happened, I've noticed, since November, specifically the November elections, though if you're in another country, don't leave me, is that there's been a tremendous amount of anxiety and what feels like dark in me and in the world that has probably always been there. Maybe I've just been a bit naive about it, but it seems to be darker and louder than it's ever been before. And that has very real consequences for the way that I do my everyday life. And it's probably the same for you. So let's take a look at the dark for just a moment. And I know, but if you're this far, just stay with me. Promise that I'll take you to someplace interesting and good. And let's do the hard work of being here, because it is not all that wonderful, but it's very necessary to be here. So let's begin with taking 3 deep breaths. And I find that if people in my phone breathe during podcasts, then I breathe too. So you want to breathe all the way into your belly, not just into the top of your stomach or your heart, all the way down below your belly button. And then a third breath. And if you want to make a sound, make a sound. And if not, then don't. Just ask your body if it wants to. And then try and stay in that sort of deep breathing place while we go somewhere interesting. So first imagine a field where you feel completely safe. And then imagine in front of you a tree. And as you approach that tree, you see a door. And there's a golden glass doorknob. So turn that doorknob. And when you do, you open to a spiral staircase. So follow that staircase to its natural end, which is a room deep under the earth in which you feel safe. But if you're claustrophobic, it has windows, so take care of you that way. And in this room, off to the corner of your choosing, there's a giant fireplace. There's a big giant rug all laid out for you to sit on. And you just go and sit quietly in front of that fireplace for just a moment. And while you're sitting there, all around you, your top 10 people appear. Past, present, future. You know them, you don't know them. They've influenced your life. They haven't. Whatever it is, your top 10 people appear. And they all just put hands on your shoulders. And you feel that deep sense of being loved and supported in this moment, right here, right now. And you might feel grief, you might feel overwhelmed, you might miss these people tremendously, but you also feel this deep sense of being loved and supported in the here and now. And off to your right, there's a mirror. And it's not just any mirror, of course. This is a magic mirror. And in this mirror, you can see not only yourself, but the sort of energy around you. It has a color, always. And you can see what color you're projecting today. You can also see any places where, much like when you drop black ink into clear water, and it murks everything, and it's dark. You can also see those dark places. So I want to draw you to those dark places. Can you identify them in the mirror and look at them? And then can you allow your light, whatever color it is, to get big enough to push that darkness, that ink away? It's And then also notice any place where there are wedges, or it feels like there's a wedge or a needle prick or something poking at you in your physical body or in your energy. Now again, this is just a magic mirror. You don't have to take any of this seriously. Just play along, pretend. Often people feel a wedge or something like pushing on them in their solar plexus, which is that area just above your belly button. And you can invite that wedge, if it's not like lodged all the way in there, like ask if it's willing to come out, if it's willing to move away from you, if it's willing to be gone. And if it is, then it is simply swallowed by the light as well. You can do that same thing in your heart. Often these wedges are tinier. They're more like slivers than like giant bricks or anything. See if there's anything there that would like to be removed. And the same applies often in your pelvic bowl. The same thing. See if there are any wedges, any slivers, any shards, anything that's causing you pain or damage in this moment, but that is willing to be removed. And sometimes it's like, no, that's very deeply embedded in there, and that's okay. But today, is there anything that is willing to be removed? And then take a deep breath, because this is hard work. And see if you can take that color that you see in the mirror and amplify it in any way. Can you make it bigger? Can you make it stronger? Can you feel how the news in particular and your life, the hard things, the bad things, the things that just press on you, they're kind of like a moldy blanket. Like, it still provides warmth, but it's really gross and it smells funny and it's just not helpful right now. Can you feel the way that you feel when that blanket is all the way around you? And look at that mirror with the blanket around you. Your energy doesn't leak out around that. And then can you take that moldy blanket and push it away and make room for your light, all fresh and clean? And then as you look at your light, as you watch it, as it grows bigger, imagine that someone has turned on a shower above your head, but you don't get wet, you just get sort of cleared, cleansed, and allow that energy to be completely fresh and made new. Like snow that's just fallen and no one has touched it, no dogs have peed in it. It's a brand new creation. You can do that with your energy. You can look at it in the mirror. You can see it grow. You can see it change. You can see it pulse with life. And you can be here. Do the hard work of being here. And ask yourself what the pain wants of you, if anything. Because often pain doesn't just come because it feels like it. It comes because there's some other purpose to it. And so you can simply ask what the pain wants of you, if anything. And then tune in to that knowing. Is there anything it wants you to pay attention to? Is there anything it wants you to get rid of? Is there anything it wants you to do more of? Is there any way that that pain is actually trying to get your attention? And this is the only way it knows how. And then come back to your breath. Come back to this place of a deep inhale and a big exhale. Look in the mirror one last time and come to the place where your usual radiating is, whether it's at the tips of your fingertips or closer to your body, whether you have a 10-foot energetic span or a 3-inch energetic span, just come back to where it's comfortable. And then turn it up just 2% today. You're here. You're doing the hard work of being here. And you're ready to go into the day and see what it holds for you. I invite you to come back to this anytime you need to be still, anytime you feel like the world is too much, too big, too gross, too nasty, like a moldy blanket. You're welcome to come back here to this place where you have support, where you're perfectly capable of meeting the pain without running away from it, of finding what it needs of you, if anything, and of listening to your own inner wisdom. Note that I didn't provide any answers or solutions for you. I just helped you make a space where you could hear your own answers. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next week.